Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley, and I have that old rascal Luke Clayton on the phone. Luke, I have to tell you that I just talked to my mom in Western Nebraska. We have barn cats, and about half of her cats are gone. And I've heard that something very similar has been happening in your neck of the woods.
It has, Cindy. I'll tell you, coyotes, where I live, are the culprit. And my grandson lives on the same land that we do. My daughter and son-in-law, they live right very close to us. And they lost a little Jack Russell Terrier to coyotes last year about this time. My wife has cats, and she has some feral cats that she feeds that stay in the woods. I mean, we live with a lot of brush and trees around us, and these cats come out at night, of course. Well, they've been missing. I think she says there's about six of them in the last week or so that are missing. Well, my son was out late. He saw a coyote twice, once within probably 15 feet of our back porch. So there's no question that the coyotes are coming out this time of the year, Cindy, and they're you know, you don't want them eating Fido or your pet cat. So I've developed a way to try that I know will work. It might require losing a little sleep, but the question comes is why, you know, why do these coyotes come at this time of the year? And I don't know if there's a definitive answer to that, Cindy, but I have some ideas. It's a lush time of the year for vegetation right now. Rabbits, of course, there's a lot of cottontail rabbits and bird, ground nesting birds. But I think the predators such as coyotes have a tough time finding them right now with all this cover. So that's why that I think the coyotes are coming into suburbia, if you will, or just to habitations, you know. You cannot fire a firearm. You can't sit out on the front porch with a double-aught in your old 12-gauge and blast one when he comes up at night. So that's not legal. But I've spent two evenings out with an air rifle, a 25 caliber air rifle that it's called an Air Force air rifle. And at 75 yards, this thing is quite capable of taking out a coyote. I use some 53 grain solid lead bullets, and the question would be, how are you going to see a coyote at night? Well, there's a unit, an infrared scope, that it's actually a screen called a night sight. And it mounts on top of your scope with a little coupler that fits into your scope. So you can literally look through the night sight in pitch dark, and you can watch your yard. Now, I haven't been successful with this, but I will be. I feel confident because of the number of coyotes we have here. I set up a remote control, Cindy, game caller. You can remotely activate it. It's called a waggler, W-A-G-G-L-E-R, and you can make it sound like an injured rabbit or a yellowhammer woodpecker or whatever to entice predators. Now, I've had owls swoop down on it at night. You know, I could see them through the night sight. I've lost about 8 hours sleep, Cindy, in the last three nights. And it's a matter of time, but now it's a challenge. I want to get Wiley out of here.
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
You bet. Out the High Plains Outdoors, we'll be right here next week, and we'll be ready to talk some more hunting or fishing or removal techniques for Wiley. Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force, Air Guns, and Night Sight.